Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is. Oh, it's just not going to work at all. Oh, never accept a dare from Mark Walsh. Welcome to the Embodiment Conference. My name is Leslie Kaminoff, and you may know me as the co-author of the international bestseller, Yoga Anatomy. But I'm also the co-founder of YogaAnatomy.net. Now that's a platform we built 11 years ago, where we offer online courses and in-depth anatomy modules that support teachers, teacher trainings, and students all over the world. So that's why we are thrilled to be sponsoring all the incredible sessions here on the Yoga Channel, including my own. And if you feel a connection with the way I teach, I have some great news for you. We are extending scholarships to all members of the Embodiment Conference. And you can find that scholarship info and links to yogaanatomy.net in the description for this presentation and in the show notes. In the meantime, enjoy your body, enjoy your breath, and enjoy your conference. And I'll see you online.
Today we have Sarah in our session. And we're going to cover mudra, kriya, and mantra. So the floor is on you, Sarah, please. We are very happy to have you today.
Thank you. Thank you, Bears. Thank you, everybody at the Embodiment Conference, for inviting me to be a part of this incredible, illuminating week and a half long exploration into all things wisdom and insight and embodiment. And what an opportune time to explore the power of our bodies and what this technology of the physical body enables us to experience and tap into. I want to say this practice that I have prepared for us is going to be a little exploratory. There will be some movement. You don't have to do all of the movement if you don't feel comfortable doing it. I have my mat set up. If you have a blanket, that should do as well. We're going to do a little bit of movement and a little bit of a meditation as well. And of course, as your body is your vehicle, it is your, your vessel of your wisdom. You do not need to do anything that in any way compromises your ability to feel grounded and connected. So let's get started. Mantra, mudra, and kriya. So let's explore these three techniques. And just so I'm clear, sorry, Bears, I have until 4 o'clock. Is that correct? Eastern Standard Time.
I'm not sure what's Eastern Standard Time right now, but I can tell it's 6 after 9 p.m. Central European Time.
And I have until 10 p.m. your time.
So 5 minutes to 10 p.m. So past 55, yeah.
Okay, thank you. All right, just so I can pace myself, even though time is an illusion. So let's explore mantra first. Mantra comes from two words, manas, which is the mind, and triyati, which means to liberate. So mantra is a way that we liberate the mind. It's a way in which we use sound vibration to alter and elevate our consciousness. Sound, as we know, affects us in very intrinsic and impactful ways. If I were to come here and start to play a loud guitar, electric guitar sound, or if I were to come and start to play a sound bowl or a singing bowl or a flute, or if I were to allow, we would all chant the sound Om, each of those sounds would have a different effect on your nervous system. Because sound directly impacts the cells in our brain, it affects us on a very neurological level. And we know that sound can channel, it can change the way we feel. So mantra, the ancient rishis who developed the Vedas, the most ancient text of yoga, developed mantra as this, almost this light language, this vibrational language that accessed different parts of our being and our consciousness. So we're going to explore specifically two mantras today and integrate them into the practice. We're going to look at the mantra Sa or So and the mantra Hum. So this sound, Sa or So, Hum, Hum, Sa, these are mantras that mean transformation and purification. And we're going to integrate these sounds, these mantras, into the practice. So we can think of, and we're going to integrate it with this, some schools call it So, I use the word Sa. It's like tomato, tomato, potato, let's call the whole thing off. So we'll use Sa as a vibration for purification or inspiration. And we'll use the sound Hum to resonate the sound. So Sa is the sound of the inhalation and Hum is the sound of the exhalation. So if, when we'll explore this together, where we're going to block the ears, actually let's do this all together just for a moment. If you were to take your thumb into the flap of your ear, your fingertip to the crown of the head and close your eyes, I want you to just listen for the sound of the breath. You can, I've got my AirPods in, so I can't quite close the flap of the ear, but if you can close off that flap and then bring the fingertips to the crown of your head. Yeah, maybe take your own AirPods out for a moment and just listen for the sound. Close your eyes. And you might notice that the inhalation vibrates that sound, Sa. And the exhalation vibrates the sound, Hum. You feel Sa on the inhale and Hum on the exhale. And we'll use these mantra. You can relax now. Relax your hands down. So can you feel how that simple act of closing off the flap of the ear and moving into the vibration, the sound of the breath, takes us more into this internal state? So we use the sound Sa for inspiration, Hum for transformation. And we're going to, with these mantra, these vibrations, tune in to the primordial sound of oneness, or that infinite field of intelligence, which the yogis call Brahman, this ocean of intelligence, this infinite wisdom that we're all a part of. And as we happen to breathe in, we're going to visualize that we take from that infinite field of intelligence, this electromagnetic field of light, radiance, and magnetism. So as you happen to breathe in, the lungs expand, the rib cage expands, and you access, you bring in that field of intelligence, because every breath in is an inspiration to be with spirit, to inspire. So we breathe in, we take in infinite intelligence, and we're going to visualize that we move that intelligence down the central channel of our spine, of our being. It's called Brahmanadi, and it's the pathway, the highway to divine realization, to infinite intelligence. So we'll visualize that we take in from that infinite field light, radiance, magnetism that moves from the crown of the head down the central line of your spine to just in front of your sacrum. And just in front of your sacrum is the origin. It's called Kunda. Kunda means cave. It's the cave of Shakti. And that cave of Shakti is the origin of the 72,000 meridians or nadis that map our body. And when we feel and the exhale, the belly pull in, we charge that infinite intelligence and that radiance out into each nadi. We can't feel 72,000 meridians. That's really hard to access with our brain, but we can feel our joints becoming spacious. So as you breathe out, you'll sense that you charge that radiance, that magnetism out into each cell of your body, and that your joints become spacious. So we breathe in with the sound sa, taking in that infinite intelligence, and we breathe out with the sound hum to transform and embody that intelligence, to charge it out into each cell of our body. So it's no longer somewhere out there, but it's literally a part of our cellular intelligence. And that is what breathing is. When we breathe in, we carry in prana, life force energy that has with it the intelligence of spirit. And when we breathe out, we expel out what we don't need, we absorb what we do need. So not only are we absorbing oxygen, prana, life force, but again, that intelligence of all things, okay? So this is the Kriya. So Kriya is a purification technique. It's the purification of our consciousness. And there are many different types of Kriya from the tradition of Paramahansa Yogananda. And the Kriya that we are going to explore today is that Saham Kriya. You know, and Yogananda said about the spine or that line of the spine, Brahmanadi. He said, the real Kriya Yoga way, the life force control, is not a bypath. It is the direct highway, the shortest route to divine intelligence. So Yogananda knew that this line of our spine, Shushumna and Brahmanadi, that channel from the causal to the caudal, sorry, the crown of the head, the cranial to the caudal, the base of the spine, right? That's what it's known as in anatomical terms. But in yoga, we call it Shiva and Shakti. We call it all knowledge and feminine, divine feminine nature, manifestation. So this line of our spine, we can move up it for transcendence, and we can move down the line for manifestation. And this is the Kriya that we're going to explore today in this embodiment conference, is the line that moves down, that pathway down to access what is available to us in every breath and every moment and feel it inspiring each cell of our bodies. So we're going to bring that visual into the movement, into the practice today. What we're also going to explore in the experiential is mudra. Mudra is our seals of energy or hand gestures. And the interesting thing about the hands is that they occupy about 30% of the motory cortex in our brain. So they have about 30% of the real estate in the motory cortex of the brain is occupied by our hands. And that's why what we do with our hands also shifts our brain and what lights up in our brain. So when we move our hands in different hand gestures, they light up that motory cortex in the brain that stimulates the brain to shift our consciousness in very specific ways. So the mudra that we're going to explore today we'll do about four different mudra, maybe five if we get there, we'll see. So the first mudra that I want to share with you is called Padma Mudra. Now, I don't have a PDF for you. If you'd like to take a screenshot or a picture, you can. This is Padma Mudra. So you can see the thumb, pinky finger touch, and we open the middle three fingers. This represents the lotus flower and the power of the lotus flower. So maybe you can just feel it for a moment if you want to close your eyes and sense what this feels like. So the power of the lotus, yeah, I'll give you a moment in silence. It's very powerful. You might feel a blossoming in the heart, an opening in the space in the center of the chest. So this Padma Mudra represents our own blossoming, our own ability, like a lotus flower, to bloom and blossom in the mud, to rise above the mud and the guck and the darkness and the seemingly ignorance that is life. That through that mud and that darkness and that ignorance, we are able to blossom and grow. And in fact, if it weren't for the mud, we would not be able to blossom in the way that we are. So in fact, we need those challenges, right? We need to experience resistance in order to rise above and bloom. Padma Mudra. Hakini Mudra is another one we're going to explore. Fingertips touch, palms of the hands separated. So take a moment. Hakini Mudra helps to build focus and concentration. I also call this the mudra, like the CEO mudra. You know, if you like visual, right? Someone at their desk, like, we've got to talk. And there's this sense of direction and focus and execution that comes from this. So concentration and astute focus is what we get from Hakini Mudra. And the third mudra we're going to practice is called Karana Mudra, Headbanger Mudra. So in this mudra, Karana Mudra, you take your arms wide, and we're going to put this all into, we're not going to bang our heads, so don't worry about that. We'll spare ourselves that. This is meant to help ward off negative energy. It helps create a circuit of prana in the body that not only wards off depression, but also anxiety. It's meant to help ward off evil, right? Demons. So, you know, this is an auspicious mudra to practice. If you are feeling like you need to build your auric field, or you're feeling some sort of negativity coming in, we practice this one, Karana Mudra. So we're going to, in a seated meditation, put these three mudras together. Karana, Hakini, Padma. We'll do that again. Karana, maybe you can see my arms. Hakini, Padma. If you're comfortable, I will give you the option in Karana Mudra to practice Bhastrika. That's known as the bellows breath. It's a forced breath in and out. If you're feeling anxious, if you have nervousness, if you're prone to being panicky, you'll skip that one and just breathe quietly in and out through the nostrils. If you'd like to practice Karana with Bhastrika, you can do that. Then we take a full breath in. We'll pause and retain the breath with Hakini. And then we'll exhale and feel the lotus flower blossoming. If you don't want to do Bhastrika, you just breathe slowly in and out. And then we'll all take an inhale and pause. And we'll exhale in the Padma Mudra. Okay? So that's what's on tap for today. We'll do a little bit of the pre-meditative asana in with that saham kriya to integrate in the body to prepare us to come into that brief seated meditation. So since time is of the essence, let's get right into it and explore and experience. Yeah, I think we don't need to do the playlist today. We're just going to use our breath and our mantra as our sound. So if you have a mat, a blanket, something nearby that you can come to, I encourage you to come onto your mat and we'll come onto the hands and the knees. If you don't have a mat and you're seated, you can also do this in just a gentle seated cat-cow stretch like this. Okay? So if you have your mat, you'll take your wrists under your fingers, your knees under your hips, spreading your fingers. We'll just begin to feel. First, just close your eyes for a moment and sense that line from the top of the head to the middle of the pelvic floor. And as you happen to breathe in, allow the upper back to contract, your face to look up, sit bones lift, chest broadens. As you happen to breathe out, press the tops of the feet into the floor and round your lumbar spine, dropping your head down. Breathing in, arch the upper back, face looks up, sit bones lift, back of the neck is long. Exhale, pull the belly up towards the spine, letting your head go. As you breathe in, you can silently hear the sound sa, that sound, that mantra from the top of the head to the base of the spine. As you exhale, belly pulls in, hum, there's that distribution of energy and your joints become spacious. So as you breathe in, sa, draw in this electromagnetic field of light, crown to base. On your exhale, hum, feel that you distribute that light, that radiance into each cell of your body. Inhale, sa, the sound of the inhale, top of the head to the base. And hum, the sound of the exhale, distribution of energy, joints become spacious. Breathing in now, come back into this up cat position, face looks up, sit bones lift. On your exhale, sit back onto your heels, child's pose, arms forward, seat back, propping up onto your fingertips. As you breathe in, we'll rise up to a kneeling position, Bali seal, engage your low belly, feel this connection, crown to base. As you exhale, pull back onto your heels, child's pose, arms forward, seat back. As you breathe in, come through all fours, lower your pelvis into cobra. This is too much on your low back, keep it in a low cobra position. On your exhale, back onto your heels, child's pose. Arms forward, seat back. Again, rise up on your in-breath, sa. Feel this connection, crown to base. Hum as you pull back onto your heels, child's pose. Breathing in cobra, sa. Feel that line. Hear that vibration resonating. Hum as you exhale back onto your heels.
Again, rising up, Sa, take in light, inspiration, crown to be. Hum, transform it into each cell of your body. Feel your joints spacious. Sa, as you come forward into cobra, electromagnetism, top of the head to the base. Hum, as you pull back onto your heels, child's pose. Now, as you next breathe in, come back to hands and knees in up cat. Curl your toes. As you exhale, we'll slowly press back into downward facing dog, just to release the backs of the legs where we store our unconscious. Fingers spread wide. Press well into the pads of the hands and reach your hips way up and back. Relax your head, relax your neck. Come back to that Sa, hum, breath. Sa as you breathe in, top of the head to the base. Hum as you breathe out, distribution of energy, joints spacious in your body. One more breath in here. And out. And now lower your knees down onto the mat. Come to sit onto your heels. If you have a cushion or a block, you can sit on your cushion or your block or your chair. Take the arms up overhead. Interlace your fingers. Press the palms of your hands up towards the ceiling. Breathe in, lengthen through your side body. And as you breathe out, we'll drop the right elbow down, pointing your left elbow straight up towards the ceiling. So you can release that cling of your hand, grab hold of the left elbow with the right hand. Take a little stretch for the tricep of that upper left arm. Now close your eyes. Feel that line from crown to base. Sigh as you breathe in, taking in inspiration. Hum as you breathe out, charging it into each cell of your body. A breath here. Reach both arms up. Lower your hands down. Rest the backs of your hands to your knees. Thumb and forefinger to touch. Dhyana mudra. Take a moment. Close your eyes. Keep that connection of that line, crown to base, and reach the arms back up overhead. Interlace your fingers with the opposite fingers in front now and press your palms up, root your seat down. Breathe in, lift long and tall through your spine. As you breathe out, now drop your left elbow down, your right elbow points straight up towards the ceiling, getting a little stretch for that upper right arm. Again, you can release the hand and take that left arm across. So the upper right arm softening your top right shoulder. Close your eyes. Feel that Sa hum breath. Sa moves down as you breathe in. Hum transforms as you breathe out into each cell of your body. One more smooth breath in. Sa resonating. Hum vibrates as you exhale. Release your arms down. Shrug your shoulders a little bit. Relax the shoulders. And now we're going to come back to hands and knees. And we'll take another version of an inversion. So you can either situate your hands and press back to down dog, or if it's comfortable for you, you can set up in dolphin pose, lining the elbows under the shoulders, interlace your fingers, press your forearms down, and reach your hips and your knees up and back. So now we're reversing the flow. What was downward moving is now upward, and what was upward is now downward. Breathe in and out, keeping that visual. Every breath in, taking in inspiration, radiance, light. Every breath out from in front of your sacrum, charge it out into each cell of your body. If you're comfortable taking a full inversion and you feel warm enough, feel free to take another version of an inversion, whatever suits you. But staying with your breath and that line, that connection to that line of your spine. Now, wherever you are, we'll lower the knees back down onto the mat. Sit back either onto your heels or on your block and come into an upright. I'm going to come a little closer for you so you can see me. Coming into an upright position, take your right thumb and point your finger to touch, like you're pinching something very small, and press the point right at the center of your chest. This is another mudra called Ahankara Mudra. Close your eyes. And just feel how that downward energy moves up now and that upward energy moves down and they meet right at the center of the chest where the jiva, the individual spirit, resides. Visualize that space at the center of your chest like a glow of light, letting this glow of light radiate out into each cell of your body and into this electromagnetic field of light around you. You're just bathing it. Now rest your right hand back down to the top of your right thigh. Gently float the eyes open and come into a seated stretch from here. So if you're sitting on your chair, you can stay on your chair. Otherwise, sitting onto the right side of your feet, maybe you can hook this right foot on top of your left ankle or even separate your knees. Take your left fingertips alongside you and reach your right arm up and overhead. Just taking these specific poses to prepare us to sit and open up the body in a way that allows for that free flow of prana, life force energy. So maybe close your eyes, come back to that line, crown to base. Sa as you breathe in. Hum as you breathe out. Breathing in, take in light, radiance, magnetism. Exhale, charge it into each cell of your body. Feel your joints spacious. And now come back to center. We'll take this on the other side. So if you're seated, you can swing your feet to the other side, hooking your left foot on top of the right ankle. Left sit bones on the floor, right fingertips alongside you, and reach your left arm up and overhead. Sa and hum. Sa is the sound of inspiration, pure potential. Hum, embodying that potential, becoming it. Sa as you breathe in. And hum as you breathe out. Lower your left arm down. And now stretch your legs out in front of you, Dandasana. And if you're sitting on the chair, you can just stretch one leg at a time. Once again, to release the backs of the legs, fingertips alongside you, head and neck easeful, close your eyes. Need to sit up on a blanket, sit up on a blanket so you feel your spine nice and tall so you can organize your body around that central line, top of the head to the base. Maybe you float your arms up overhead, drawing in with your in-breath, unbound potential, infinite intelligence from the top of the head to the base. Breathing out, feel it charge into each cell of your body and feel your joints spacious. Sa as you breathe and open up to pure potential. Hum as you breathe out, let it charge out into each cell of your body. One more smooth breath in. And then float your arms down. Last pose, take the soles of your feet together, knees wide apart. Adjust your seat a little bit from side to side. So opening up the hips a little bit here. Take your fingertips behind you and prop up onto your fingertips, feeling that connection from the top of the head to the base of the spine. And wherever you are, come back to the home of your body and your breath. Sa, as you breathe in from the top of the head to the base. Hum, as you breathe out into each cell of your body. One more breath here. And now slowly come back up to an upright seated position. So you can sit either cross-legged on your cushion, you're sitting on a chair, you can sit on your chair. Feel free to sit up against the wall. And resting your hands to the tops of the thighs. Just last release in the shoulders of the neck, lift the shoulders up to the ears, roll them back, relax your shoulders down the back. Do that again, roll the shoulders up as you breathe in, rotate them back, lower them down as you breathe out. One more time. Inhale and exhale. Your shoulder blades on your back now. Float your right ear to your right shoulder. Pause there. Relaxing the muscles in your neck, relax your jaw. Breathe in, lift your chin a little bit on the diagonal. And breathing out slowly, float your chin down towards your chest. Keep your chest lifted, release the back of your neck. And then take your left ear to your left shoulder. Pause there, relax both shoulders. Relax your jaw, soften your tongue. And then slowly float your head back to center. Going to come into our meditation to help us to fully bring our senses and our focus inward. I'm going to take the right hand under the left armpit and the left hand under the right armpit, crisscrossing at the forearms. Once you've done that, go ahead and close your eyes. Just begin to feel sensations of the breath underneath your hands, like a wave. Feel how your being breathes. You don't have to force your breath or make it happen. Breath is breathing you. Now we're going to take the hand that is on top, slide it underneath and place it under the same armpit. So you crisscross your forearms the other way. And again, relax your shoulders. Relax your jaw, soften your tongue. This stimulates a nerve in between the fifth and sixth rib, which when stimulated, frees up the mucous membrane in the opposite side, nostril. So we're in effect allowing the air to flow freely through both nostrils. So we move into this more daydream, imaginary realm, state of infinite possibility. Keeping your eyes closed, we'll rest now the backs of the hands to the knees, bringing the thumb and forefinger to touch. So just let your breath adjust for a moment. Notice what you feel. We'll begin a round of maybe Bhastrika or just gentle breathing in and out through the nostrils, taking Karana Mudra. So bring your middle two fingers down behind the thumb. Pointer and ring finger point up. Take your arms wide in this cactus shape. I'm going to move back a little bit so you can see. And you can either breathe in and out forcefully 18 times, or breathe slowly here. So I'll show the Bhastrika version. Again, if you're anxious or nervous, just stay with a slow breath. Start to slow it down. Take a deep breath in wherever you are. Full inhale, inhale all the way. Bring your fingertips to touch Hakini Mudra. Pause at the top of your in-breath. Retain the breath. Now bring the heel of your hand to touch Padma Mudra. Thumb and pinky finger touch, open the middle three fingers and exhale the air out. Feeling this radiance emanating out from the heart center out into each cell of your body. Rest now the backs of your hands to your knees. Thumb and forefinger to touch as best you can. Keep your eyes closed and be still. You might already feel very much internal. You might feel that your thoughts, your body, your beliefs dissolve. And you absorb into this infinite field of intelligence. And if you're good here, just sit and be here. If you'd like to take the same sequence of mudras one more time, you can do it a second time. Karana Mudra to begin. Either Bhastrika or just breathing in and out. 18 rounds. Take a full inhale, inhale all the way. Fingertips touch, Hakini Mudra, pause. Concentrate the energy to the middle of your brain. Retain the breath. You cannot hold any longer, Padma Mudra. Exhale the air out. Heel of the hand touches, thumb and pinky finger touch, open the middle three fingers, like a lotus flower blossoming. Feel yourself as light. And now rest the backs of your hands to your knees, your thumb and pointer finger to touch, and close your eyes. Be still. To help you to bring your awareness to one central point, one, you can moisten a finger and press the point in between the eyebrows and slightly above, just stimulating the third eye point, Ajna Chakra, that command center. And just feel that cooling sensation resonate. Let your eyes rest back into their socket. Jaw soften and relax. Relax the tunnels of your ears. You can rest the hand back down, just being. To become familiar with a part of yourself that is beyond words, nameless and shapeless and formless and timeless. Unbound consciousness. Pure consciousness, the baseline of our being. At any time your mind is restless, silently use the sound mung to quiet any restless chatter. Mung, ma into the midbrain and ong throughout your brain. To bring our awareness back into our bodies, gently press the tip of the tongue to the roof of the mouth. Bring your thumbs to press into each fingertip. Rub your thumbs lightly over each fingertip, again stimulating those motory nerves in the brain, awakening the senses. Move the tongue behind the upper teeth to the front of the gum. Bring your palms to touch about half an inch apart and feel the heat between your hands. Put your hands a little further apart. Feel how that heat turns into radiance. A little further apart, that radiance turns into magnetism. There's this puffy-like feeling between your hands that you can feel expanding and contracting that heat between your hands. Now, keeping the tongue behind the upper teeth, take the heat from your hands and place it over the eyes. This is very healing for the eyes, especially as we're on the screen so much. Close your eyes and feel the heat from your hands, healing, nourishing your eyes and moving back into your brain, healing your brain, the synapses of your brain, like water to soil, let it nourish you. Move your hands down the sides of your face, underneath the jawline, and into the back of the neck. In the back of the neck, give a little press onto the tops of the shoulders. Taking one palm on top of the other over your throat to your communication center. Just a simple regrounding down to your thymus gland. Move your hands down to the heart center, the center on the Hatha chakra. Move your hands down to your navel. Make a fist with your hand and place the fist just in front of the navel, left hand on top of the right hand, and now press into your navel. Okay, this is another mudra that we do called Surya Mudra. And then keep that. And this yoga mudra, yoga seal, hinge forward, tip forward at your pelvis. So you feel the subtle lift up of your pelvic floor, the root center, power center. Keep the heart open and then come right back up to center. So there's this root center, the power center at your base. Your heart is open, palms touch in Anjali Mudra, prayer pose. Now bow your head down. This is a symbol of union, of oneness, merging those dualities. Feel yourself. Let yourself yoke into that space of oneness daily and let it flood into each moment of your living. Thank you so much for joining me. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sarah. Wonderful session. Thank you for your wisdom and your practice that you shared with us today.
Thank you.
A real pleasure. And I can see that in the comments as well. So people sharing their gratitude and enthusiasm. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone.
I'd love to mention that this video of the session that you just followed, and the other ones you can also find in the library of our conference. So Tria we're going to share in the chat the link where you can buy the library. So if you really need to digest all the videos and everything that you just are seeing, or maybe you're going to miss some sessions, you will have the chance to do that in your own time. And of course, we appreciate that if you do it, because that's a real thank you to our work. And in the same time, you're gonna provide with your buying the access of embodiment conference to other people who cannot afford it. So feel free to buy the session and to buy the conference in the library. And I'm going to share with you the link so you can all have it. Thank you so much. Thank you so much, Sarah. Thank you, everybody,
for joining. Thank you. Thank you.
Have a nice day.
You can find me online if you'd like to, Sarah Platt Finger. You can find my website. I teach on Ishta Yoga online. So I'd love to see you all. Thank you so much. It's a pleasure.